Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. Yes, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, and yes, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. So much to get into in this hour, from baseball being in the postseason to college football going on in full throttle, and obviously college basketball is getting underway pretty soon. We got NBA basketball happening as well really soon. And yes, the king of all, NFL football, is in week 5. Unbelievable stuff always going on in the sports world. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Mike. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. You're exactly right, man. This is a great time of year. Everything's starting up. We're getting towards the middle of it, and it's just fun to do what you and I do.
And you know what? We also got to mention that hockey's in play now as well. So literally all the sports going all at the same time. It's just an incredible time to be a sports fan, and it's an incredible time to be talking sports. So get at us. Let's talk about things. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Just getting loose, just getting warmed up. On the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter, to talk about what's happening in Major League Baseball. The postseason has just gotten underway. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's Project Cost Guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Right-hander sets, fires, and a fastball swung on and lifted to deep center field. Canna back, Canna at the wall, and it is gone. Tommy Pham with a home run.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Hanging out with Mike Wilson, I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. To get involved in the conversation, 1-800-878-7529. We are now going to be joined by our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. We talk hockey sometimes. Right now we're going to talk some baseball as hockey is literally just getting underway and Major League Baseball is in the postseason now. So good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Afternoon in my part of the world, but I know it's still morning where you folks are.
That's true, and that's why I always say good morning to some, good afternoon to others, and you would be in the others category in this situation. And speaking of others, we've only got We've got eight teams left in Major League Baseball now. Yankees are playing the Twins. Astros are playing the Rays. And that was a pretty wild baseball game between them on Saturday night. The Yankees are just kind of out-muscling the Minnesota Twins at this point. But are you surprised or shocked that Atlanta and St. Louis are knotted up, the Dodgers and the Nationals are knotted up, and then obviously in the American League it's the Astros up 2-0 and the Yankees up 2-0? Any shockers or any surprises yet, John?
Well, I don't think there's any shockers. Certainly I was a little bit surprised that the Cardinals won game one in Atlanta. They had a nice comeback towards the end of the game there. In terms of the Dodgers-Nationals series, quite frankly, I expected that the Dodgers would take both of those games in Los Angeles. Interesting in that particular series that the two games were almost mirrors of each other. In the first game, the Dodgers were hitting and the Nationals were not. In the second game, it was just the other way around. Moving over to the American League, not really surprised. You know, we've talked all season, certainly in the latter half of the season, since Greinke went over to the Astros, the strength of the Astros rotation. And I think we saw in games one and two with Verlander and Cole why those guys are 1-2 in the American League Cy Young race, two gems. And how would you like to be Tampa Bay going home, having to win three in a row, two in Tampa, one in Houston, if you can get it to game five, and looking at the fact that you're looking straight down the gun at a guy by the name of Zach Greinke just to stay alive in the season. Not the most comforting thing if you're Tampa Bay. the Minnesota-New York series, I think we've all sort of agreed that both of those teams are slugging teams. If the Twins were going to do anything, they had to muscle the ball out, do it early, get into the Yankee pitching staff, and they weren't able to do that. So a Yankees fair value for their 2-0 lead. So I guess in summation, I'm a little bit surprised, but I'm not really shocked by what I've seen so far in the first four games that we have seen.
John, this is Mike. Good afternoon to you. You know, we've talked a lot about the Astros and just how tough they're going to be, especially with that starting pitching lineup. What is it going to take for someone to break through on the Astros and beat them and put them down for the season?
I'm not so sure that it's that easy, Mike, quite frankly, because we know how deep that team is. We've talked many times about the fact that they can hit for average, they can hit for power, they've got good starting pitching, they've got good middle relief, they've got good short relief, they've got a deep bench, they've got a good coaching staff. I'm not going to say it's the perfect team, because a perfect team goes 162-0, and clearly that's never going to happen. But they're certainly the closest thing in my mind to the best team right now. As we've said a few times, the Yankees could give them trouble if it got to an American League Championship Series and the Yankees were able to muscle the bats a little bit. But I think that's really the only way that anybody's going to get to Houston, is to find a way somehow to get into that bullpen quickly. And that's not because I consider the bullpen weak, but simply because I consider the starting rotation in Houston to be by far the best in baseball right now. That's the secret to me, is getting into that bullpen and tiring a few of those arms out.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball postseason right now. And I just kind of want to hit on something that I think is miraculous when you really think about how much money is being thrown out there to ball players and things along those lines. The Tampa Bay Devil, the Rays are a team that has a $53 million payroll, John. I would say it's nothing short of miraculous as to what they're doing. And the fact that where they are, it's beyond mind-boggling. So they're winners in my book. They had a shot to win against Houston, obviously, in the ninth inning. They didn't get it done. But they've put themselves in an unbelievable position. And with the payroll being so low, it's beyond remarkable.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. First of all, you have to consider that they're in the same division as the two free spenders, being the Red Sox and the Yankees. That sort of puts you behind the eight ball right off the bat. The fact that they play in that terrible stadium that they play in, they do seem to have a great history of developing their own pitching, developing their own young players. They have generally stayed the course in terms of managers, first with Joe Maddon before he left to take the Cubs job, and now with Kevin Cash. They've shown some faith in Cash. I believe he signed through 2024 or 2025. It's a long-term contract. They've had a good commitment to development, and quite frankly, when you're in that kind of a market and you don't want to spend any money, that's really the only way that you're going to win. I have to sit back and look at some of the players that they have traded, and I just wonder if they had been able to or willing to pay those guys to have them stick around, just what kind of a good quality baseball team we might be looking at right now in Tampa Bay.
No, I agree with you 100%. And just looking at the National League and the way things have kind of played out, where both series are knotted up at 1-1, I'm sorry, but I really think that the Dodgers are incredibly beatable, first and foremost. Their pitching is not all that. I would say that the Nationals' pitching is even if, or maybe a little bit better, to be quite honest with you, than what the Dodgers are having. And then the Cardinals, I'm sorry, but they just know how to win. It's like it's this time of year, and they're back here, and you know, they didn't blow you away with getting 100 victories throughout the regular season. But you know what? They've got so much talent. They've got a lot of guys who've been here before. I think the Braves and Dodgers could both be in trouble, John.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because we've talked a few times about the strength of the Dodgers. And I think I've made the comment a couple of times that, you know, are the Dodgers really that good, or did they look that good because they were playing in a weak division? Now, to to your point, you've raised the issue that they've won the division easily for a number of years. So that sort of counterbalances my point. But I look at that Dodger bullpen, and I have to wonder just how strong it is. I don't think Kenley Jansen is anything close to the automatic lights-out closer that he was two or three years ago. So if a team can get into that Dodger bullpen and get deep into that Dodger bullpen, I agree with you. I think they're beatable. Certainly Washington has shown that they have got some bounce back. I know this is painful to talk about, but they bounced back against your Brewers when, quite frankly, for six innings, it looks like the Brewers had them exactly where they wanted them to. And all of a sudden, Washington ends up with a big bottom of the eighth and ends up winning the ball game. So I think Washington is a better team than we've given them credit for. The Braves were the front runners in that division all year. Washington started out, I think, 19-31, and all of a sudden they won 90-some games. So they were obviously on a big streak at the end of the year. I think Washington is a good team if they can keep Scherzer healthy and Strasburg can continue to pitch like he did in September and the first two appearances he's made so far this postseason. I think Washington's in there with a real chance, and they've won that one game on the road that they have to win in order to win this series.
I agree, man. I think it's put up or shut up time for both the Braves and Dodgers. And, you know, you mentioned the Nationals. We both mentioned the Nationals and their resiliency. They are a team that comes from behind more often than not, and they do it in those later innings. And I would even go further to say that the Brewers probably had it wrapped up through seven innings or maybe even seven and a half innings the way that they really wanted to. And then obviously a couple of unfortunate breaks happen, and then the Nationals have things kind of rolling for themselves. So, look, it's baseball. There's no rhyme or reason for a lot of the things that happen, John.
And quite frankly, you know, I think anybody that follows the game at all in that ninth inning would automatically assume that the Brewers were going to bounce back, given what we've seen all year and the fact that the, you know, to use your phrase, the next man up issue. You know, losing Christian Yelich at the time they did was obviously a huge penalty for them, but they have come back and they've played very well. Took it to the very last day of the season. I thought that Craig Counsell managed that game very well. I thought he had them exactly where he wanted them, and it got to be very late in the game, and all of a sudden it was reversed, because it's usually Washington that ends up blowing games late in the postseason, and all of a sudden this time it was the Brewers that went to the late innings with a lead. So
yeah,
maybe a changing of the guard.
Hey, I appreciate your time as always, John. We got to run. We're obviously up against it. We'll catch up with you next week. Great stuff as always.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure. We'll chat next week.
All righty. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll talk a little college football. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Two breaks his bat. Jansen somehow picks it and starts a game-ending double play. A magic trick.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andrew.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. You can get at me a couple of different ways. Call me, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. A lot to get into here in the hour, and I'm going to try to get into some college football, and then we'll also set up some NFL football in the last segment. And I'm going to bring in my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Mike, welcome back, my friend. Let's talk some college football. What do you say, brother?
Oh, I'm always in the mood to talk college football. I mean, you know me. Come on now.
Pigskin opinion, man. It speaks for itself. I hear you, brother.
right.
Georgia got out of the gates a little slow against Tennessee, who obviously is really, really pathetic this year. And I think sometimes when you play competition, you have the ability to either rise to the occasion or you succumb to the pressure and you don't play as well. And quite frankly, the final score is 43-14. But truth be told, a couple minutes before the end of the first half, that was a 14-13 game or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. And you know what? Upset was kind of the theme to a certain degree on Saturday a little bit, Mike.
A little bit, but I agree with you 100% with your take with Georgia and in general. Just, you know, when you play a team that has been struggling, you play a team that is trying to find itself like Tennessee is, and you're the big dog, number three team in the country is Georgia. Sometimes, yeah, there can be a letdown, and that game was close for a longer portion of it than most people thought. But you know, the talent usually wins out, and Georgia comes away with the 43-14 game. What did you, Dorf? What did you think about the Ohio State win over Michigan State?
You know, for a while, again, you know, another game where it was pretty sluggish. Ohio State gets out of the gate pretty slowly, and all of a sudden in the second quarter, obviously they erupt for 24 points, which is kind of what I've come to expect out of Ohio State. And, you know, at Michigan State, I'm not a huge fan. I think their offense is suspect at best, and you know they're supposed to be a really solid defensive team. And I suppose holding Ohio State to 34 points is actually commendable, to be honest with you, Mike. I think Ohio State's a really good football team. I think LSU is a really good football team. I think Oklahoma is a pretty good football team. I'm starting to think that Florida might be a pretty good football team after they had a nice victory over the number 7 team in the country, Auburn. Was that a little bit of a shocker to you? I'm kind of surprised that Auburn went down and was really
pretty pathetic on offense, Mike, to be quite honest with you. So Florida, I mean, I know they have a great defense. Don't get me wrong. I know they do. But I'm shocked and surprised that Auburn struggled to run the ball, struggled to do anything really offensively at all.
Yeah, Bo Nix, the quarterback for Auburn, really did have a struggle. The offensive line had a struggle to put anything together, get any rhythm going with that offense. And Florida took advantage of their mistakes and their, I don't, lack of a better term, not their unwillingness, but their inability to muster anything on the offensive end. And I'll tell you what, Florida looked good yesterday. I mean, they did what they had to do. They're at home in the swamp, which is always, you know, a tough place to play if you are, you know, opposing team. But you figured Auburn with that, with their hurry-up offense and just the go-go-go with Bo Nix and his ability to throw the ball, would probably win out in the end. But look, Florida came to play, and they did what they had to do yesterday. Hey, look, the team that I don't want to play right now is your Badgers up there at Camp Randall in Wisconsin. Now, granted, they play Kent State, and they, you know, they handle Kent State just fine. But Wisconsin is, not that they're sneaking up on anybody, but they're not getting as much love as I think that they deserve.
I'm not going to disagree with you, and obviously a huge part of them is Jonathan Taylor, and just another average day at the office for that kid, 19 carries, 186 yards, and, oh, four touchdowns to go along with it. I mean, you want to talk about a dynamic runner. This kid is absolutely tremendous, and, you know, you and I have the opportunity to speak with Dario Melendez from Fox Sports Wisconsin once a week as we do a local show in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll tell you what, he had nothing but great things to say about this kid. And I'm gonna echo that. He is a nice kid. He knows how to run the football extremely well. And Wisconsin does a great job of creating ginormous, yes, that's what I said, ginormous holes for this guy to just walk through. And when he gets going, man, he is a tough load to bring down, too. He can come out of the backfield and catch passes. Obviously, we know what he does on the ground. They're going to go as far as Jonathan Taylor can take them. And then their defense, man, I don't care who you're playing. They go out there and they dominate on that side of the football. I'm extremely excited for them playing Ohio State. I think that is obviously going to be that's going to be a battle royal, man. That's going to be one of those games that you better get your popcorn, you better sit down, you better watch that, because points are going to be hard to come by. And we're talking about two teams that are extremely explosive, but I think the defenses are that good too. And I just can't wait for that matchup, man. I really can't. And I don't disagree with anything you said, and I'm not trying to be a homer. Wisconsin is definitely legit, and offensively, they're a juggernaut in the sense of Jonathan Taylor. And then defensively, they're going to lock you down and shut you down as good as anybody in the country, at least so far they are, Mike.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just, I mean, I just wonder when I look at Jonathan Taylor and just he's a man. Like the guy is tall, he's big, he's thick. He'll run through those, as you say, ginormous holes that offensive line will create for them. But at the same time, he'll outrun you. He'll get by you. And the other thing that I like is that he's one of those running backs. He's not afraid of contact. You know, if there's 2 yards to get for that first down, he's going to put his shoulders, he's going to put his head down, and he's going to make you pay for it. And he's going to get those 2 yards. So, you know, just watching him, he's appointment television just upon himself, just to watch him run. And, you know, I've talked about this with other people that he's a bigger version to me of Christian McCaffrey, because he can keep himself low to the ground. He's a powerful runner. You can even, you know, he can even catch passes out of the backfield. He does a little bit of everything. But at the same time, you know, you're playing up there in Wisconsin, you're not going to get the love that these Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State guys are getting. And to me, if my money is on somebody to win the Heisman Trophy, I'm picking Taylor, like, yeah, all day, every day, and twice on Sunday. Like, it's just insane to me.
He's legit, man, and he's definitely going to have a solid career on the next level. A couple of things I want to get into before we got to go to break. Michigan wins 10-3. We talked a little bit about this during the week as well. Kind of thought that this was an important game for them. They did come through. Not a lot of scoring, but a lot of defense. They do win 10-3. So Jim Harbaugh will keep his job for another week at least. And again, we'll see how things play out with Wisconsin and Ohio State. Michigan winds up doing okay in the Big Ten, and they get a shot to play for the Big Ten championship. You never know what could happen. Stanford beat Washington. Were you surprised at that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Stanford plays a lot of freshmen, a lot of young guys, and Washington, with all that experience that they came in with, and I think Washington has the better quarterback with Jacob Eason. But it wasn't to be last night. And Stanford played a really good, physical, hard game. They matched Washington with their physicality. And look, I mean, that's a great win for the Stanford program right now, because they were not – there's something wrong – not wrong, but I mean, they're not the Stanford that we usually know of. And kudos to David Shaw and his staff on a great win against the Huskies.
Absolutely. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and obviously talk NFL football to close out the show. As we know, NFL football is king. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Sanders stays in to the left of Wentz. Wentz back. Wentz looking. He's looking. He is going deep. And it is caught! Touchdown, DeSean Jackson!
Give the people what they came to see. DeSean Jackson on a deep ball, perfectly thrown by Carson Wentz.
Beckham goes wide left. Ratley to the right. Now it's first and 15, and they're back at their 12. Mayfield with Chubb behind him. Mayfield under center on first down. Toss sweep near side. Here comes Chubb with a cutback. He's out to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Here he goes to the 50. Here goes Chubb. He's going to go. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nick Chubb. He's got a hat trick. Wow, 88 yards by Chubb.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us. For Mike on Twitter, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Call us 1-800-878-7529. All right, Mike, obviously football is king. Week 5 of the NFL is here. It all got kicked off, as we know, on Thursday night with a pretty good Thursday night football game, to be quite honest with you. Seahawks win 30-29 over the Rams. They missed that last-second field goal, and the Seahawks fans go on screaming and victory, and the Rams go home 3-2. Seahawks are now 4-1. Big docket of games. I'm just going to run through them real quickly, and then we'll kind of break some things down. Obviously, we've only got about 20 minutes left, so we'll get into this as fast and quickly as possible. Cardinals are playing the Bengals. Bills are at the Titans. Bears at the Raiders, or not at the Raiders. They're playing, obviously, in London. Buccaneers and Saints. Vikings playing the Giants, Jets playing the Eagles, Ravens at the Steelers, Patriots playing the Redskins, Jaguars at the Panthers, Falcons playing the Texans, Broncos at the Chargers, Packers and Cowboys, one of the big matchups today as well, Colts and Chiefs, and then your Monday night football game is going to be the Browns and the 49ers. But Mike, a lot of questions obviously still to be answered out there. And why not start with the Cardinals and Bengals? Both these teams looking to get off the schneid. Bengals are 0-4, Cardinals 0-3-1 because of the tie, the first game of the season with the Detroit Lions. What are your expectations for the Cardinals? Do they go on the road to Cincinnati, Ohio, in Paul Brown Stadium and manage to pull out a victory over a god-awful Cincinnati Bengals team?
You know what? You could the Cardinals, you know, since they are our home city team, I mean, you want them to win. You want the best for them. But right now, I don't trust them at all. You got a rookie quarterback, you got a rookie coach, and I don't care how god-awful those Bengals are, they're at home. I mean, they have a rookie coach, but my expectations for this game, I mean, this is the crummy game of the day. Like, this is, you know, if there's a game that no one's going to be watching, it's pretty much this one, you know, for everybody. But you would think that the Cardinals could go in there and get one, but I'm going to stick with the Bengals getting off the schneid and Arizona's dreadful season continues.
Yeah, I can't disagree, man. I tried to take them a couple weeks ago, and they completely let me down. So I'm going to jump on your wagon, man. I think that they just have so many problems here in Arizona with the Cardinals. It starts at the top, and when you're making snap food decisions like they did last season, you get rid of your coach, you get rid of your quarterback, you draft all over, you start all over again. I just think it's disaster city. And you know what? The Bengals are really bad too, but I don't know if they're as bad as the Cardinals at this point. So I'm with you. Bills are playing the Titans. This is an interesting one too. I mean, the Bills have gotten off pretty well. Josh Allen, not exactly sure about his status for the game. Let me check it out. But I know you're a Mariota guy, so I know we're not going to see eye to eye on this one. I like the Bills, and I know you're going to like the Titans at home. I've seen too much mediocre out of the Titans, man.
Yeah, you know, I understand the mediocre out of the Titans, but I don't know. It's not that I'm a Mariota guy. It's just this Tennessee at home. They tend to play better at home, but they are so up and down. I mean, it's like a little mini kid roller coaster at Disneyland trying to figure out what Tennessee is going to do from week to week. And if Josh Allen is going to end
he's up ready,
going
by
for
the
Buffalo,
way. He's ready. He's going to be gone. I just looked it up. So Josh Allen has cleared the protocol, and he is expected to play.
Then I would, you know what? Then I would think that Buffalo could walk out of Nashville with, you know, like a field goal type victory today.
Yeah, no, that defense is stout, man. I like them. Bears and Raiders, man, it's always wild what happens in London. Obviously, the Bears playing without their quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, so Chase Daniels getting the start there. And to be quite frank with you, Mike, you just have to manage the game if you're a quarterback of the Chicago Bears. That defense is just stellar.
Oh, yeah. And you know, here's, you know, Khalil Mack going up against his old team. I mean, do you think he's motivated just a little bit to go up against the Raiders offense and Derek Carr and, you know, and Gruden, trying to prove Gruden was incorrect in trading him, which everybody believes he was incorrect, you know, trading a guy like Khalil Mack. But I expect the Bears to come out with a victory today.
Yeah, I do too. And absolutely, Khalil Mack is going to definitely be playing with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. Buccaneers and Saints, I think, is an interesting game. Jameis Winston has looked pretty good on the road, to be honest with you. 2-0 on the road. Saints have been great at home, 2-0. Obviously, Teddy Bridgewater running things for them while Drew Brees is on the sidelines, and they're probably encouraged about what they've seen from him. I think this is a wild one. I really do. I think there's a lot of points scored. I think this is a track meet, Mike.
No, I do too. I think the difference is going to be playing in that dome for New Orleans and the comfort of that crazy Saints fan base. I think New Orleans wins, like you said, in a track meet by like 3 to 5 points, somewhere in there.
Vikings and Giants, another interesting matchup. Daniel Jones is obviously the talk of the town there in New York, and why not? He's 2-0 as a starter and a rookie at that. Really playing well, and the Giants look like geniuses at this point. Vikings, I'm not sure about them, man. Obviously, Diggs and Thielen not happy about what's going on at the wide receiver spot. I saw Diggs was fined a bunch of money for his absence and things like that. I have a weird feeling that the Giants walk out of here with a nice victory, beating the Vikings, because things are just kind of a little bit in disarray right now.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there. I think Daniel Jones gets another victory for the Giants. And, you know, we talked about this on our local show. Just think with Daniel Jones, once you get Saquon Barkley back, like how that's going to be interesting to see how that works and how beneficial that's going to be for Jones moving forward. And you're right with Minnesota. Minnesota is too chaotic. There's too much drama going on right now. I think the Giants take the dub.
They stink on the road, too. They're 0-2 on the road. So this is where the Giants could get themselves in the mix of their division. And we'll get into that a little bit later, because the Cowboys and the Packers are playing. So I think this division could get tightened up, and that would have to depend on the Eagles, who play the Jets. And I'm not sure if Darnold is playing or not. I don't think so. I think it's Luke Falk. So I'm going to say I like the Eagles probably to win pretty big, man.
Yeah, no, I like the Eagles here too. And let's just see if those Eagles receivers can hold on to the ball. They lead the league in drop balls, and they got those receivers have to step up their game just a little bit.
I've got two of their players on my fantasy team. I got Alshon Jeffrey, and I also have Jordan Howard, who I just picked up, who I think could wind up having an incredible season. Four touchdowns. I believe he's fourth in the league as far as running backs go, and I expect him to be fitting into their offense nicely. This is one that's near and dear to you, brother. Ravens playing the Steelers. Steelers got things figured out a little bit last week on Monday night as they got a victory. Ravens are coming to town. They're 2-2. I really think this is a dogfight, Mike. I think this is a great football game.
Yeah, I think this is going to be your classic Baltimore-Pittsburgh grind it out, you know, kind of battle on the field. And I'm going to go with Pittsburgh at home by, like, a point to, like, a field goal, something like that when it comes down to it. I mean, Pittsburgh's field goal kicker is pretty good. I mean, let's face it, Baltimore's field goal kicker is money as well. So this can come down to the kicking game and it can just get wild from there.
All right, a couple more to get in before we get out of here and go to a break. Jaguars and Panthers, and this is intriguing because obviously it's Minshew mania there for the Jaguars, but the Panthers now have Kyle Allen, who stepped into the scene and looked pretty impressive as well. I really think that this is another fun game to be watching today for two guys that are really trying to make their way in the NFL and making the most of their opportunities, to be honest with you, Mike. So Jaguars and Panthers, I don't necessarily think that, you know, a couple of weeks ago we would have thought this was such a great matchup, but both teams 2-2 and playing much better, coming off of nice wins once again. I think that they both have won two in a row now, so Jaguars and Panthers, two interesting quarterbacks going at it here, brother.
Yeah, two real interesting quarterbacks. One, Minshew, has the big personality. Kyle Allen just kind of goes about his job, doesn't he? But look, hey, we talked about this a couple days ago. If Kyle Allen wins, what does that tell you what the Panthers are going to do maybe with Cam Newton? I mean, there's all that talk, but if he keeps winning, how tough would that be to take Kyle Allen out and have Cam Newton go back in? I mean,
you can't do it. You can't do it. I'm going to tell you right now. You can't do it. Yeah. Kyle Allen will have that job, especially if he can win three straight. And I think that they're going to move on from Cam Newton after the year. But that's a little bit of a discussion that we can have down the road, because we got to get this one in too. Packers and Cowboys, that's obviously the marquee matchup in the afternoon. AT&T Stadium there in Arlington, Texas. We know it's a beautiful stadium. We know that Dak Prescott and Aaron Rodgers are going to be battling, dueling it out head-to-head. We know that Aaron Jones is going to be running the ball for the Packers. We know that Ezekiel Elliott's going to be going for the Dallas Cowboys. Packers defense has been pretty brutal the last couple weeks, especially in the run game. They better shore it up, man. They better be ready for Ezekiel Elliott and try to make the Dallas Cowboys a little bit one-dimensional and then pick apart Dak Prescott in that passing game.
No, you hit the nail on the head there. You know, as much as I love that bad man in Green Bay, I think Dallas has more weapons right now. With Devontae Adams being out for Green Bay, that's a big loss. I think Dallas wins this in the end.
You know what? I'm going to go against the grain. I think when times like this, when your back's up against the wall and, you know, you're thinking that you don't have a go-to guy, Aaron Rodgers is going to use, I think he'll wind up using Aaron Jones a lot more out of the backfield today, and which is something that they really need to do to make him a lot more dynamic back and more versatile. So I expect them to be a little bit more creative on offense with the lack of the usage of a guy like Devontae Adams today. So I think you can be – you can expect to be a little bit surprised at the diversity – in what you're going to see run by the Green Bay Packers today, in my humble opinion, Mike. I do hear the music, so I guess that does mean we've got to take one final pause for the cause, and then we're going to come back like we always do, giving our parting shots. So, Mike, think about that during the break. But, again, you can always follow us and get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfont Sports. We'll be right back to wrap things up. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
The ball's at the 13 of Pittsburgh. Dalton is in the gun. Gets the snap. Drops back three. Right arm throw into the end zone. Intercepted in the end zone and a dive. It's Mark Barron on a dive in the back of the end zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Touchback to the 20. What a pick
And what a stand by the Steelers.
Second down and 10. Shotgun snap from the Bengal 43. Drops back. Winds up. Long pass. Down the middle. He's got him. Over the shoulder. Catch of the 10. 5. Touchdown. Deontay Johnson. What a throw. And what a catch. 43-yard touchdown strike. The Steelers through the air, leading 23-3 midway through the third quarter.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Parting shot time, as this is the final time we'll come to you here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Got to thank John Poulter for joining us, as he does each and every Sunday. Mike, before I get to you, a reminder, Jeff Rich will be sitting in for me tonight doing this Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind style. I'll be sitting in for him on Monday night doing the NFL Rewind or the Monday night show edition of the Sports Overnight program. So looking forward to that, sitting in for him on Monday. And Jeff, enjoy sitting in for me tonight. Mike, you're up, dude. It's parting shot time.
My parting shot goes out to the Arizona Cardinals, who lost their longtime owner, Bill Bidwell, during the week. He was a good man with a good heart. And besides the Giants and the Bears, the Cardinals are the third franchise that has like one single owner. They're one out of three. So hearts and prayers out to the Bidwell family in this tough time for them.
I echo that, man. Obviously, thoughts and prayers with the Bidwell family at this time and the Arizona Cardinals and the NFL family in general, because it's like a fraternity. So great, great, great parting shot as always. My parting shot goes out to the Green Bay Packers, man. You guys have an opportunity in front of you to go into Big D and show the NFL what you're all about and make your mark and let people know that Aaron Rodgers is absolutely still one of the best in the league and that the Green Bay Packers are ready for the prime time. So that's my parting shot. Packers, go out there and make me proud today. For Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side, making it all possible, we'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Enjoy your day, everybody.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.